Amen, Sister Anita. I'll tell you right now, the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. It says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Yea, happy is that people's in such a case. Ain't anything wrong with shouting. Ain't anything wrong with praising the Lord. It's always in order.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay,
165, 156.
She can do
you
the one there, please.
All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's where it's at. I come to this world with nothing, but I'm leaving with everything thanks to Jesus.
155.
Okay, victory in Jesus.
Amen.
I heard
an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood atoning, then I repented.
Cleansing flood. The Bible said the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. And I've had a lot of cleansings. I've washed my hands in gasoline before. I've washed them with some kind of orange hand cleaner before. But I ain't never had anything that cleansed like the blood of Jesus. Amen. Man, I got squeaky clean April 27th, 1988. And I'll tell you right now, it was Jesus that cleansed me. And He cleansed me with the blood He shed at Calvary. And I'll tell you what, glory to God, I've been clean ever since that day. Hallelujah. Man, it's good to be clean. Hallelujah, glory. Let me ask as carefully as I can, has anybody got a song on your heart this morning? Do you feel led of God to sing? And if you do, we'll allow it. If not, I'm going to get right to preaching. I've got about 3 hours worth of preaching here this morning. We'll try to condense it down to 30 minutes. That'll be what I'd call Mission Impossible. Open your Bibles, Jeremiah chapter 5. Jeremiah chapter 5. Put your seatbelt on, get your fire extinguisher out. I'm not kidding either. Hey man, I got up early this morning. I sought the Lord, and the Bible said, I'm found of them that seek me, and those that seek me early shall find me. He said he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and I found all of them to be true. Jeremiah chapter 5. We'll read starting in verse number 21. And we'll read down to the end of the chapter. We'll comment several other places in the Bible. By the way, this will be the last message, the Sunday morning message of this year, 2012. Tonight will be the last Sunday evening message of the year 2012. And just looking back, I see where God's been faithful to bless and help. And I'm thankful for all that He does. And I'll tell you what, boy, apart from Him, Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. A lot of men aren't doing nothing. But I'm glad, praise God, I'm like Paul that said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And I'm pretty excited this morning. Let me get a drink of water. I got a hairball.
Brother Ed, I just want to thank the Lord for His mercy and grace.
Please do. Yeah.
Amen.
Hey, man, Sister Carolyn. I think we ought to get in line behind her. Boy, what a way to finish out of here. She said, I just want to thank the Lord for His blessings. She said, He's been good to me. I'll tell you what, buddy, that ought to be an echo. Now, this morning, praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Carolyn, being obedient there. Jeremiah chapter 5, starting in verse 21. The prophet says, hear now this. Oh, foolish people, and I do wish I had a platform to address our nation. I can't. You know, they give place to the president, they give place to the news and celebrities. I don't. But I will tell you this, this is addressing America. This scripture here, it says, hear now this, oh, foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. God here doing the speaking. This is not talking about Jeremiah. When it says, fear you not me, Jeremiah's not wanting to be feared. This is God speaking through Jeremiah. And God says, fear you not me, saith the Lord. Will you not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bounds of the sea by a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it. You know 2/3 of this world, this earth, is water. You know why 1/3 of it's not covered with water? Because God gave the sea a decree, and He said you can go this far, and that's it. If it wasn't for that decree, there'd be a flood right now. God said He gave it for a perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it. He said, though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail? And I have been at the seashore. I have seen the waves coming in. I saw them crash in, hit the piers, and go back because they got a command from God that they can just go so far. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. But this people have a revolting and a rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in His season. He receiveth unto us the appointed weeks of harvest. The farmer can't grow no crops without the rain. The corn dries, it blasts the ears, and it produces nothing. But God said, He said, I give the former and the latter rain in His season, that the harvest might be appointed, the weeks of harvest. Verse 25, he said, your iniquities, that's sins, have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. For among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that setteth snares. They set a trap. They catch men as a cage is full of birds. So are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. They are waxen fat. They shine, yea. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper in the right of the needy. Do they not judge? Shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this?
Amen.
A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means. And my people love to have it so. What will you do in the end thereof? I will do my best this morning to preach where God said, fear you not me. I want to try to preach this morning on the fear of the Lord. Please pray for me. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the privilege to preach from the Word of God. Lord, you said you chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. And I pray, dear Father, today, you that are greater than our hearts, you know all things, may you visit our hearts today. May you assure our hearts today, dear Father, our standing with God. I pray that, Lord, the Holy Spirit of God would have free course among us. Lord, I pray in the light of the Word of God, we'd see ourselves to be but men. And I pray, dear Father, with the help of God, we would see the greatness of the One that inhabits eternity. Father, I pray for those that might be listening today by way of internet, as well as those that will be listening here this morning in this service. May you be glorified in our midst. May you be honored and exalted. And we do our best to honor you and obey you in all that we do. Ask your help in Jesus' name. Amen. God says, fear you not me. Romans chapter 1 talks about no fear of God before their eyes. That's where we're at. Romans chapter 1, verse 18 says, there is no fear of God before their eyes. I'll tell you what, buddy. Our nation has become an ungodly nation. And it says, I'm in the wrong chapter or something here. It says, I'm sorry, I was in the wrong chapter. Thank you, Lord. I'm in Romans chapter 3. Thank you, Lord. Verse 13 says, their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. I heard a preacher last week, and I love him. He's my brother. And what I'm going to say here, I hope you listen to me real good. But he prayed. I listen to King of Kings Radio. He prayed on the King of Kings Radio. And he said, Lord, forgive those that have taken your name in vain. Now, let me just clear up a matter here. I love my brother, but let God be true. And the Bible says in Exodus chapter 20 that God will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Now there's a reason to fear God. It's a good reason. Because God's going to bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be even, whether it be evil, whose mouths is full of cursing and bitterness, their feet are swift to shed blood, destruction and misery in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There's no fear of God before their eyes. I got in the right chapter finally. Let me say this about the fear of God. Our children need to be taught to fear God. In Psalm chapter 34, verse number 11, it says, come ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Now, our day and time has changed. Back when I was a young boy, they taught me to fear God. There was always, Sister Carolyn, that hesitation, that second thought before I've done anything. You know why? Because I thought about the consequences. I have been brought up to know that there was a judgment. I have been brought up to know that God inhabits eternity. That God is going to one day judge this world. And He's ready to judge the quick and the dead at His appearing. I have been taught as a child to fear God. And let me tell you something, it made a difference on what I picked something up. It made a difference on things I'd done. It caused me to think before I did some things.
Amen.
Jesse, it put reservations in my heart. Now, when you don't have no fear of God, well, then you're just liable to do anything. You're prone to do a lot of things, and we're starting to see some of that show up. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. Says, remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Now, our country, and we've been around a long time. I think America has been here, somebody might help me here, about 200 years. I don't know, somewhere around that. But I want you to know the ones that established this country, that gave it a creed to this country, they set the landmark for this country to be a godly nation, to fear God and live for God. They've been dismantling that. They've been moving these landmarks. They're saying they didn't really say that. Well, go back and check it out. Why not just check it out and find out that you've been fed a bunch of lies? Why don't you go back and find out about separation of church and state? Amen. Why don't you go back and find out why this country was raised up? The whole purpose of America being in existence was to evangelize the world and to reach the world with the Word of God. Columbus said, I set sail for the furtherance of the gospel. Find that in the history book. Amen. See, they've been moving these landmarks around. They've been trying to meddle in the minds of our children and telling them otherwise.
Amen.
Instead of teaching them about their Creator, they're teaching them about evolution and stuff like that. And I don't have time to waste here, so just bear with me. But the Bible says to remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set.
Amen.
We made a mistake when we started fearing man over fearing God. I'm going to be a little while this morning. I'll be as brief as I can. I've got quite a bit here and I've got to deliver this message. I'm under mandate of God. But I'll tell you right now why the gays and lesbians are proudly fought in their sin. I'll tell you, it's not no secret. You don't have to be all that smart to figure this out. It's because there's no fear of God. Now back when we had the fear of God in America, they was hiding behind closed doors. Amen! I seen this week, Sister Carolyn, what's that idiot on CNN? Well, good grief, I went completely brain dead. Perry or something like that. What's that one's always interviewing people on CNN? He's got kind of an English accent. I can't think of his name now for nothing. But anyway, he was interviewing Kirk Cameron. Anybody help me out now? And he asked Cameron, he said, Kirk Cameron, I know you're a Christian. He said, yes, sir. He said, do you think homosexuality is a sin? Boy, I'd like to have that opportunity to answer that for him, Hired.
Right.
I would have. I really would have.
Mm-hmm.
But Kirk, trying to be polite, trying to be nice, Kirk said, well, let me put it this way. It's not right. I mean, what's his... Piers Morgan?
Yeah.
Piers Morgan. And he does everybody this way. If he thinks you... know God or know the Bible or anything, He'll always put you on the spot if you ever watch it very much. I mean, I was at that work one night, and I don't like that red eye on Fox. To be honest with you, the Bible says evil communication, corrupt good manners, and I don't like it because they're pretty liberal in what they say, and I don't like that, so I don't watch it. I love Fox News, but I won't watch red eye. Anyway, Piers Morgan here, he asked Kirk Cameron, he said, is it a sin? I'd like to have that opportunity. I'd have told him, yes, it is. And I'll tell you what, buddy, the Bible's clear about it's a sin. Matter of fact, I'll tell you, I'll elaborate on it here in a minute. But I'll tell you, back when this country feared God, those gays didn't come out and have Gay Pride Week. They didn't come out and have Gay Pride Marches. I'll tell you what they did, brother, they hid. And I'll tell you right now, the Bible says that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. If we had more light, there wouldn't be as much darkness out walking around. Why are people shooting, stabbing, stealing one another? Why is there so much corruption in our country, our politicians, our police, our preachers? I'll tell you why. Ain't no fear of God. You want to know why these preachers are shenanigans? So-called preachers, maybe even God-called preachers. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing. This old boy right here, I know where my boundaries are. The fear of the Lord calls old brother Eddie to make his steps straight. I don't know about y'all, but I fear God. I know the consequences. You know, when I get out of line, God doesn't deal with me. He starts getting one of them things that's tender to me. And He brings me down to my knees like David and Bathsheba. When God said that little baby's going to die, David fell down and wept and said, "Lord, please don't kill my baby." Hello! I fear God. Yeah, I do. I got a reason to fear God. I was down one time, Brother Melvin, praying. And I was complaining to God about my children. God said, "You get straightened out and I'll straighten them out." And I said, "Okay," I put the shoe on the right foot. And I started saying, "Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Help me do better." But I'll tell you what, sometimes, buddy, there's a lot of corruption in our country. Our politicians are corrupt. Our police are corrupt. Our preachers are corrupt. Cause no fear of God, Molly.
That's right. Amen.
You want to know why there's so many atheists, agnostics, and arguments over who's God? Well, we've come down to it, Carolyn. Who's God? You know, the Bible said God not the author of confusion. I don't know where the confusion is. He done showed Himself to be God so many times. I mean, there's no more need for any more evidence. I mean, it's overwhelming when He shows Himself to be God. But we're a deceived people. We live amongst a deceived nation. And they're trying to say that, and I do agree with this, all religions are the same. They're all ungodly and going to hell. And you can quote me on that. The Bible said if the righteous, and I am, thanks to the grace of God and the blood of Calvary, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the religious ungodly, I put the word religious in there, I'm not trying to correct the word of God, just trying to help you understand, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? They appear before the judgment seat of God, the great white throne judgment, and on that day they'll hear Him say, "I never knew you." Amen. I'll clear that up real clear. I'd like to get on Piers Morgan. I'd like to have a microphone just a little bit. I'll tell you right now, he said, "We need to go to break. And we need intermission here." I can see him now. I can see him now, Harry, doing this right here. He said, "You weren't supposed to be as blunt as that right there." I'll tell you right now, the Bible said the rights are bold as a lion. I got the Bible back me up and God to back up the Bible. Amen. God said what He meant and then what He said. And I'll tell you what, if there was more fear of God today, there wouldn't be no Saturday Night Live. They wouldn't be laughing about sin.
Amen.
And I got a lot of things to say this morning. Probably going to take me a little while. I'm kind of, kind of laying the foundation here this morning. But I'll tell you right now, the reason there's so much corruption and the reason there's so many atheists and agnostics and gays and lesbians proudly fought in their sin is because there ain't no fear of God. Amen. That's why.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes. Well, let me throw this in here. Man, I done blow the marker out of my Bible. Luke chapter 12 verse 4 and 5 says, "Be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more they can do." I'm sure of them Al-Qaeda and them Muslims, I'm sure they fear them drones flying over. I seen this morning where they had a drone strike and three of them Al-Qaeda leaders were killed. But as much as they fear the drones, our military also fears them. They say, "Al-Akbar," and get that vest on, you know, and they push that button, or somebody makes a phone call and blows them up. But either way, I'll tell you right now, God said, don't fear the drones. Don't fear the suicide bombers. Don't fear the missiles. Don't fear them that's able to kill the body, and after that they can't do no more. I'll tell you what God said to fear. Now you listen real good here, and I'll use great plainness of speech. Verse 5, Jesus said, "I will forewarn you whom you shall fear. Fear Him which after He has killed has power to cast into hell." He said, "Yea, I say unto you, fear Him." Amen. You want to fear something, fear God.
Amen.
I'll have to admit, if a man come in back there right now and he had AK-47, or he had one of them military assault rifles, I would gladly yield myself a target. I hope he's a good shot. I'd like to get on out and get it over with. I don't want to spend so many years in the hospital suffering. But I'll tell you right now, he ain't got no threat to me. The Bible said no weapon formed against me can prosper. All he can do is put some holes in my tent. He can't take my soul. I'll tell you right now, I'm like Paul, I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. I'm in good hands. I'm in nail-scarred hands. You never seen a man more eternal life than I got right now. I'll tell you right now, it wouldn't make me happy to see some Muslim come in here with a towel on his head and throw a hand grenade in here and say, it wouldn't be in my make my day. But I'll tell you one thing, he couldn't do nothing. All he could do is kill my body. But I'll tell you one thing, you stand before God guilty. You stand before God without Jesus. And you'll find yourself, buddy, in the fear of God. You'll find yourself on the wrath of God. You'll find that, buddy, on that day right there. You should have feared the Lord. Amen. Amen. Our children, they're not being taught to fear the Lord. They're not being taught who to fear. They're being taught bomb drills, and they're being taught how to evacuate. They're being taught how to hide. I tell them right now, tell them where the safety is. There's a safety place in Him. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Bible said God's our refuge and strength. A very present help in time of trouble. Get them to Jesus. Get them while they're young, Anita. Get them to Jesus. Tell them about the Lord. Tell them about His safety. Tell them about His precious, exceeding great promises. Amen. You know what He told Joshua? He said, I won't fail you, boy. I won't forsake you. Hey, I like a God that said, I won't fail you. I like a God that said, I won't forsake you. He said, Lord, with you always, even to the end of the world. You go run wherever you want, I'm running in Jesus' direction. Amen? I know which direction you're running, Brother Howard. I'm glad there is a place of safety. I'm glad, praise God, I put my soul in good hands, Brother Melvin. I'm glad, praise God, I can boldly say the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do unto me, Brother Bobby. I'll tell you, hallelujah. Let Fort Knox have its gold. Let America have its pleasure. But let me have my Jesus, Lord of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo, glory. Amen. Man, I'm glad you have all Jesus you want, Carolyn. You know what some people just want sample? I got in the buffet line. Amen. I'm talking about, buddy, I step with Him every day. Amen. I get up every morning and say, I'm awake, Jesus. And He says, glory, let's fellowship. And I say, I'm laying my head down to sleep, Lord. Watch over me. He said, don't worry. He that keeps you don't sleep nor slumber.
Right.
I never slept no better in my life, Sister Gaylor. When I fill up my head tonight, I got saved. I said, hallelujah, what a blessing. Amen. To be saved and have the blessing of God. Hey man, it's pretty good drive down the road. I don't know what all y'all see out there on the road, but I know one thing, He's greater. No matter what kind of threat, Brother Ed, he's not allowed to carry a gun in his truck. He's got to get these laws down. They're not allowed to carry it. He's got a more lethal weapon than any weapon that man could ever make. Amen? I mean, glory to God. I mean, he's got a shot to it, the sword. Amen? He's got the Word of God on the side of his truck. And it's quick and powerful and sharp and two edged sword. Hallelujah. Weapons are warfare. They're not carnal. Man, that gun, my jam. I think it said that boy that went in that shopping mall, he's only able to kill two and wound another because his gun jammed. My weapon ain't going to jam, William.
That's right, amen.
Weapons, my warfare, they're not carnal. They're mighty through God. I'm telling you, buddy, I feel God. I said, God, you take care of that. He said, I'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about y'all, but I'm feeling pretty good this morning. Man, I'm glad I'm in good hands. I'm glad my name's in the book. I'm glad my sin's in the blood. I'm glad I've been saved to uttermost by the Holy Ghost. I'm glad I've been sealed to the day of redemption. I'm glad He's coming for me. And the sooner the better. Hallelujah. But oh me, we've come down to a day and time. No fear of God before their eyes. They don't teach our children to fear the Lord. We've took the most important thing that's needed in our schools. Amen.
That's right.
We need to teach our children about the fear of God. Let me say also, our country doesn't have no fear of God in it. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 6 says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. No wonder our prisons are full. Hello? No wonder they're building prisons as I'm preaching this morning. Wondering what they're going to do with all them convicts and criminals. By the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil.
That's what stops them from doing what they're doing. That's what stops them from going in there and stabbing someone or going in there and shooting someone. The fear of the Lord. Amen. That's what's wrong. You want to know what's wrong? Ain't no fear of God. That's what's wrong with our country. Don't fear God. I got a lot to say. Y'all bear with me. I'll be fast as I can. Listen. No wonder our prisons are full. Hold me. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 10 through 13 said, I saw the wicked buried who had come and gone from the place of the holy. You mean they came to church? Yeah. But they didn't get what the church offered. Church offers an opportunity. The place gets saved. Can you imagine someone coming to church? Hearing the preaching of the Word of God, hearing the songs of Zion, in the presence of the Holy Spirit of God, feel a tug on her heart and still not get saved. It goes on.
That's right.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Anita. Said they're wicked. Said they came and went from the place of the holy. I'm not done. You don't want to be Bible and read this. Ecclesiastes chapter 8. He said they came and gone from the place of the holy and they were forgotten in the city. Where they had so done. Oh me, put up a slab. I told Brother Melvin this morning. I said, Brother Melvin, I said, I'm coming in Columbia. I said, there's a truck in front of me. It's got a vault in the back of it. Brand new and ain't been used yet. I said, I don't know if that's a good sign or bad. But I'll tell you right now, that vault was meant for someone. It goes on top of a coffin and they'll put a big slab of some kind of tombstone up there made out of granite or something and it'll say, born this day and died this day and they're gone, amen.
Yeah.
Their remembrance soon forgotten. You know, as I was praying this morning, I didn't forget Sister Glenda Mann. Her memory's not forgotten. You know why? She made such an impression on me. I only got to know her for a little while. But I get to see her again. Glory to God. Woo! Well, I want you to know, get down and pray.
Yeah.
Those that know the Lord, I remember. Ernest Ramey's, Brother Rick, played the bass. Amen.
Amen. Right.
Yeah. Memory's precious.
Yeah.
Amen. Come and gone. They came, got saved. Gone to be with the Lord. The wicked, the Bible said they come and go from the place of the holy. And it said they're soon forgotten in the city. What are they so done? They're gone, they're forgotten. The reason they're forgotten, they failed to get saved. They ain't nothing to remember.
Right.
Cut off. Out of the land of living, Nita. Cut off.
Right.
They don't go no further. Opportunity's gone. Jesus talked about Jerusalem. He said, you fail to see the time of your visitation.
Right.
He said, your house is left unto you desolate.
Yeah.
Hold me, the opportunity. Have an eternal home. Whew, eternal blessings coming. Streets of gold.
Right.
Hear angelic singing. Look upon the Lord in His glory and see Him and say, hallelujah, I ain't got to leave like Peter, James, and John. They said, this is a good place to be.
Amen.
Be able to dwell with Him. I don't know about y'all, but I'm looking forward to that. I told my daughter this morning, I said, honey, me and you get to heaven, we're going to take a stroll down streets of gold. We're going to look upon the things that never in the heart of men that God's got prepared for those that love Him, look to His appearing. I said, honey, I want you to know, we're going to see what no eye's ever seen and hear what no ear's ever heard. And it's all going to be thanks to Calvary. Glory to God. She was down a little bit this morning. We both got picked up. Amen. Oh, listen, the wicked, they're forgotten. They're gone. And the reason is because they failed to get saved. Verse 11 says, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, the heart of man is fully set in him to do evil.
Right.
Yeah, I saw in the news, y'all probably know about this, I don't know. About 8 guys overpowered one little girl and raped her. And she didn't want to live with herself, so she committed suicide. And I can't blame her. We come down today, Jesse. There's no fear of God, and therefore the heart's fully set, and men do evil. And those men done evil, they done an unthinkable thing. But there's a mob now, they've gathered together, they want the death of those rapists. And I agree. But you know what they'll do? They'll slap on the back of the hand, they'll put what they call a, what do they call that in court? They say they put it on a, not on the shelf, but a, Yeah, they set the trial date for a later date. I say stirring them up. And I'll explain that here in a minute. I'll tell you why. I've got the Word of God to back me up. But those men should have never done what they done. They shouldn't get away with what they done. One reason our prisons overflowed, and listen, one thing good about that, they got an opportunity to hear the gospel and repent and get saved. And I do understand that, and I do appreciate that. But I'll tell you one reason our prisons running over, because ain't no fear of God. But I want you to know, it said there wasn't no judgment. It wasn't executed speedily. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 14 through 14. 15 says judgment is turned away. Turned away backward. Justice standeth far off. For truth is fallen in the street and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth. And he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey, a victim. You say, Brother Eddie, I'm not going to do anything. Well, then you're going to be a victim. I'm going to try my best to get through somehow. They come back, they shoot the judge. They shoot the witness. They shoot the lawyer. Amen. That's right. The criminal comes in and thinks that they owe him something because they point him out as being the guilty one. He comes in with a gun. He gets the gun from one of the deputies. He breaks free. And he gets the gun. He shoots the judge. He shoots the lawyer. He shoots the witnesses. And they still won't do nothing to him. Become a prey. Become a victim. Because you won't execute judgment. He said, and the Lord saw it. Listen, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. It displeased the Lord. Well, verse 11 says, therefore the heart of the sons of men is fully set in them to do evil. Verse 12 says, I know that it shall be well with them that fear God. But it shall not be well with the wicked, because he feared not before God. I'll tell you right now, our country's in trouble. And the reason our country's in trouble is we're making excuses, exceptions, and trying to be tolerant. There's some things we need to say no to.
Amen.
Our president said he's evolving on how he feels about the gate. I smell money. I don't know. You know how it is about politicians. You put a whole car full of dollar bills out there and they'll just go right in the bezel in it. But he said, I'm evolving. They flung a little more money underneath his nose. He said, I'm evolving how I feel about gay and home. Somebody said he was gay himself. I don't know. I'm not his judge. I'm just a little poor boy lives in Glasgow, Kentucky. I'm good and saved. And that's about all I know. I know Jesus. And I know one thing, buddy. Obama, like me, one day is going to stand before God and he's going to be judged. Because the Bible said every one of us is going to be judged. The Bible said every one of us give account of ourselves to God. Every knee will bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Our politicians have been bought out. They're evolving. They're making exceptions, making excuses. It's all right. Just going to hurry things up a little bit. Margaret, I want to hasten the Lord.
Yeah.
I got a dog I want to see. I'm in a hurry to see her. I want to see what a difference heaven makes. Amen. I saw what the world done down here. I saw that martyr. I saw, praise God, God had something better in mind.
That's right. Yeah.
One day I'll understand more about that.
But I've got a question.
Well, hold on to that question just a minute. I'll get to you here in a minute. That's what I told my pastor one time. He's up there preaching like a wild man. I stood up and said, Brother Rick, what's it mean? He said, I'll get you in a minute, brother. But listen, our country is in trouble. And the reason our country is in trouble is because they don't fear God no more. The reason our country is in trouble is they're trying to somehow substitute something for God. That's what's wrong. That's why they're allowing the schools to rewrite the curriculum, to teach so-and-so had two daddies or two mamas. To try to teach our children that if it feels good, do it. To teach our children. I talked to a policeman this week. I don't know if I told y'all now, old Brother Eddie got in a wreck. I was in Houston's parking lot getting me some good old Kentucky ribeye bologna. And when I got my good old Kentucky ribeye sliced bologna, it was on Christmas time and I couldn't get out because the parking lot was booming with people like me wanting bologna, I guess. Anyway, while I'm at the end of the lane waiting to pull out, I got back out in my truck and caved the whole side of it in. Well, I had to go to the police department to get my accident report. I didn't do anything. I walked up. I took my seatbelt off, turned my cook off. Put it in park and got out, walked up. The guy said, you all right, sir? And he said, you got insurance? I said, yes, sir. He said, I got Full coverage. They told me I might get some money by this Friday. So much for full coverage. I guess you better be careful who you get with. Like never find his insurance agent. Anyway, hey, listen, when I went to the police department to get my accident report, I saw a big stack of Gideon Bibles there. Opportunity. Now, the two women behind the window didn't really care for it. But that sergeant over behind his desk, I said, boy, I'm glad y'all got these Bibles in here. Mm-hmm. And I could tell by looking at him that he was welcome in the conversation.
Amen.
And I said, did you ever hear about a man named David Berkowitz? He said, yeah. I said, that's that one called Son of Sam. He said, yeah. I said, someone slipped one of these little New Testament Bibles underneath his cell door in the prison there, and he just so happened he opened it up to Psalm chapter 34, verse number 6, and it said, this poor man cried.
Amen.
And the Lord heard him.
Amen.
And saved him out of all his troubles. I said, David Berkowitz said, Lord, if you'll have me, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. He got saved.
Amen.
My mama said, that's impossible. I said, yeah, with men, but not with God.
Amen.
David Berkowitz said, I don't want to be paroled. He said, I've done terrible crimes. He said, I'm ashamed. I can't undo them. I want to spend the rest of my life in prison. But while I'm in here, I want to make good use of the time God gives me. He's a prison minister. He's won millions to the Lord. I'll tell you right now, when a man fears God, God can use him. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We may go in overtime this morning. I'm feeling pretty good up here.
Yeah.
I got to talk to that sergeant. Them women, they didn't really appreciate it. I made good use of the time. But look for opportunities to brag on Jesus when you can. But our country's in trouble. And the reason our country's in trouble is because there ain't no fear of God.
Amen.
I just about jerked this thing off again. Not only that, our churches are in trouble. Amen. You can't hear this kind of preaching just anywhere. And most people don't want to hear it anyway. Me and Brother Lloyd's talking this morning. He's talking about all they want to do now is tell stories. I'll tell a story every now and then. Yeah, I will. Jesus did. He used parables, but he also preached. He used parables to get their attention. When he got their attention, he preached. I'll tell a story every now and then, but there's something wrong with just all you do is tell stories and jokes. Something wrong with that. Our churches are in trouble. The reason they're in trouble, there ain't no fear of God. By the fear of God, men, that I fear walking up at that pulpit, Brother Melvin. I fear because I know I've got to give an account of everything I say. I'm going to give account of every word I speak. I know that. And I fear. I fear. I don't run up here strutting. I don't run up here flaunting. I run up here, buddy, with the fear of God on me, and I ask God to forgive me. I ask God to help me to use great plainness of speech. Not go beyond what He says. Not try to censure anything He put in my heart to say. But with the fear of God to preach the message He gave me to preach. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Our church has got a problem today. Got mega churches. I'd like to have 5 minutes in there. I'd go to Proverbs chapter 1. I wouldn't even get it read and they'd be flooding out the back door. I'll tell you one thing, buddy. When our churches start fearing God again, Jesse, and I'd like to be John the Baptist. Now, I can spit out a little far like John the Baptist, but the thing I like about John the Baptist is people came out to hear him. The thing I like about John the Baptist wasn't that he was so blunt that he told King Herod, it's not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. But the thing I like about John the Baptist is when people, when he preached, people repented. The thing I like about John the Baptist, Brother Herod, is when John preached, people come forth confessing their sins and they wanted to get baptized. I wish I could be like John the Baptist in that respect, amen. Man, I don't like preaching God's message. You see a barren altar call. Nobody even concerned. They sit there and look at their time. And Margaret told me not to worry about the clocks. I ain't. They say, is he ever going to shut up? Listen, when God's done, I'm done. He's preaching to me and through me. I'm getting this much as y'all are. It's coming by revelation. I don't even know what he's going to say here in a minute. But I'll tell you one thing. Our churches are in disarray.
Yeah. Amen.
When they put the song on the wall, when they put the preaching on the wall, when a guy sits at home in his pajamas and preaches by way of TV, down on the side of his church, a church for people that don't want to go to church. You know, they say to go to the church of your choice. have a drive-through window convenience. I'll tell you right now, there's no fear of God in something like that. Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, buddy, by the fear of the Lord, I draw closer to God and say, Lord, what was that you said? I want to make sure I get it right. Amen. What was that you said, Lord? I'll tell you right now, buddy, when you open up your ear to the Word of God and to the will of God and start listening with your heart, you'd be surprised. I bless you, Anita. Amen. I told her this morning. I said, I've been listening to some in taste. I said, I hear you on her. Amen. Hallelujah, glory.
Yeah.
Amen. I like it. I wish we'd get a thunder of it in here.
Yes.
Amen. Our churches have got a void today. It's more circus, Brother Melvin. It's entertainment. It's tickling the ear.
Amen.
Cunning fables. Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, He said He won't bear witness with nothing but truth. Jesus said in John 17:17, He said, Thy word is truth. If men will get back to preaching the truth, I believe the Holy Spirit will come back, show them back up. Maybe the fear of God might fall and people might the fear of the Lord again. You know, Ananias and Sapphira, they came, you know how it is, you know. Let's go to church today. Hopefully it won't interrupt our fried chicken catfish today. They said, by the way, let's suppose that we sold this land for so much, Acts chapter 5. Let's just pretend that we sold it for so much and let's think about us more, God. And listen, don't get me wrong in this, what I'm telling you. I want you to know why Ananias and Sapphira sent the Word of God. God loved Ananias. God loved Sapphira. He gave them that land. It was theirs. They could have done whatever they wanted to with it. But the pretense that they'd done, they shouldn't have never done. They sinned.
That's right.
Amen, Molly. That's right. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to sell the land. They didn't have to give it. But they had in their heart, they said, here's what we'll do. We'll sell this land. We'll keep part of it. And we'll give part of it like everybody else is doing. They wanted to praise, but they didn't want to pay the price.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Molly's right with me back here. Amen. But I want you to know, Peter confronted Ananias and he said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit of God? He said, while the land was yours, was it not thine? He said, why did you sell it and keep that part of the price? I mean, he just called it what it was. And Ananias fell down to the ground, a dead man. Young men came round him up, took out and dug a hole and buried him. Here come his wife, Sapphira, playing church. You know how it is. We do it. Well, I got up this morning, Brother Anthony, and I was praying at 3 o'clock this morning. I said, Lord, thank You for putting me in a good God-fearing, Bible-preaching church.
Amen.
That I was able to sit on a pew for 23 years and get fed from the table of the Lord. I'm talking about, boy, learn some of the truths and the treasures of the Word of God. Man, oh man. Whew. What a blessing. They come in and said, oh, did my husband bring the money? Peter said, how is it you've agreed together to tempt the Holy Spirit of God? He said, behold, the man that carried out your husband dead are waiting for you. She fell down dead. I'm just telling you this. You better be careful.
That's right. Amen.
When it comes to God,
amen,
don't play church. Just be real. Listen.
Amen.
If God's on you,
yeah.
I always tell people, I say, if you get can't help us, don't worry about it.
Right.
Somebody said, Brother Eddie, you shout all the time. I said, I do everything else on credit sometimes. I can't keep from it. Maybe it ain't in season. Maybe it's out of season. I'll just tell you one thing. Every now and then I say, woo! Glory to God! Hallelujah!
Yeah. Yes.
He's worthy more than I can give anyway. I'm just making down payments.
Yeah.
I couldn't pay him what he's worth. And I'll tell you right now, if you want to shout, listen, shout all over the place. If you get up, God on you, and you want to get up and take off running, just don't run over me. I've had that to happen. I was in a camp meeting in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio, William. Jimmy the Hood jumped up, woo! Throwed his coat and took off like he shot out of a gun. And I thought, amen! And I jumped out to him right there. Here come my 340-pound cousin and run over me before I got one step. And I got back on my pew and sat on the porch. I couldn't run with the big dogs. I watched them. And they went, woo! Glory! Glory! And I said, yay, Dad! I'll sit right here and watch you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Got run over by my cousin. He's fast for a big man. I didn't get one step out. I'll tell you right now, sometimes you get the can't help it. One guy stood up and said, "Yabba dabba doo!" And I said, "Hallelujah!"
Amen.
I don't know what to say sometimes. I don't know what to do sometimes. I'll tell you one thing, I've had God on me before.
Amen.
I've raised my hand, I've wiped tears, I've shouted, I've patted people and shook hands and said, "Hallelujah, glory!"
Amen.
I can't explain God.
Amen.
He's past finding out. I don't have words to describe Him. But our churches have become a disarray. There's no fear of God. But Lord, it's a bunch of pretense, a bunch of playing, a bunch of pretending. God sees through all that.
Amen.
Listen this morning, I'm your brother, I love you. It's a fearful thing.
Amen.
Fall into the hands of the living God.
Right.
Paul said that. Moses said when he saw God come down upon Mount Sinai, he said, "I exceedingly feared and quaked." I just want you to know that, buddy, God's a consuming fire. Listen, He's so gracious and so good. Don't meet God on bad terms. Don't meet Him without Jesus. Don't meet Him without confessing your sins. Don't meet Him without getting right. I'm telling you, buddy, there's a bunch that are going to stand before God and say, "Did we not preach in your name? Did we not cast out devils in your name?" Ain't that something? They cast out devils in His name, William. I've been in some of them churches, William, where they grieved the Holy Spirit. Had to open up my Bible just to feel the presence of God. I've been in them. I have. And they think they're doing great things. They're going to be rudely made aware one day that they've done it all in the flesh. They've done it all for the praise of men. God was a million miles from it. Oh me. We need the fear of God put back in our schools. I'm telling you, our children have been brought up without the knowledge to know that the fear of the Lord they need to learn. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1 says, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Before the evil days draw nigh, thou sayest thy soul has no pleasure in them." Teach our children. The Bible said a child left its own bring his mother shame. I'm telling you, our children need to be taught to fear the Lord. God said about Abraham, He said, "This much I know about Abraham." He said He'll teach His children and His children's children. What did He teach them, Brother Eddie? He taught them to fear the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our schools need to be put back in perspective to teach our children to fear the Lord. Our country needs to start reverencing, repenting. We need a Nineveh repentance in America from the White House to our house. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll tell you what, our churches need to be overhauled. We need to put the Bible back where it's supposed to be. We need to get down on our knees and pray for God to visit our churches, visit our hearts. Amen. But I'll tell you, buddy, our churches are in disarray. When God killed Ananias and Sapphira, verse 11 said, "And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard of it." Amen. When God stirs up His wrath, let me read this one verse and I'll shut up. That's a fire promise, ain't it? I'm going to read this verse out of Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 20. When God stirs up His wrath, He said there'll be a great shaking in the land, so that the fishes of the sea, the fowls of the heaven, the beasts of the field, all creeping things that creep upon the earth, all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at His presence. The mountains shall be thrown down. Every steep place shall fall, so much for the physical cliff. And every wall shall fall to the ground. Are you talking about an earthquake? The world's going to be made one day to reckon that He's God. There's not going to be no missing it. It's not going to be like, "What did He say?" I'm talking about the fish in the sea are going to shake. The birds of the air are going to shake. The creeping things that creep upon the face of the earth, little woolly worms and everything else are going to shake, and snakes. All men everywhere are going to be made to shake. The mountains are going to flee.
Right.
The steep places are going to fall.
Yes.
Every wall. We saw Twin Towers. Every wall is going to fall. How many? You look over at Haiti and they had that earthquake. Everything came down. Everything's going to come down.
Yeah.
In His presence. Nothing's going to stand in His sight. You talk about a shaking. When He shows Himself to be God, I'm glad I'm ready to meet Him, Molly.
Amen.
I'm glad the blood, amen. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there ain't no remission. God said when I see the blood, I'll pass over. I'm glad the blood of His Son Jesus cleansed old brother Eddie from all his sins. And thanks to the blood of Jesus, I'm ready to meet Him. And He's coming. Hallelujah, glory. If you're not ready, I'll tell you right now, Brother Melvin's going to get us an invitation on Him. And you can sure get ready. How long will it take, Brother Eddie? However long it takes you to get up here and tell the Lord, Lord, I want to be ready. I want to be forgiven. I don't want to stand before You guilty. But listen, I told you this morning, I didn't even have that message till this morning. And God gave me that message this morning. I don't know if it's a timely message or not. I don't know. I'll tell you one thing, I didn't have it when I went to bed. I didn't have it when I got up. I got up early this morning and sought the Lord, and He said, boy, get yourself over here and read this scripture and preach it. I said, yes, sir. I saluted heaven, buddy. And I started, the Bible said, because the preacher was wise, he sought out and set the order of many precepts. That's in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. I'm not stupid. When God tells me to do something, I do it. Now listen, I preached the message. My part's done. What are you going to do this morning with this message? I'm telling you right now. Don't be a fool. You heard what God said this morning from the Word of God. And I'll tell you what, we're in trouble with God. There ain't no missing it. There ain't no missing it. There ain't no missing it. Just look at New York City. There ain't no missing it. That storm Sandy went straight to New York City and shut Wall Street down. Right now, there's a terrible winter storm beat down in New York. You know why? They don't fear God up there. And God's trying to get a message through to them. One way or another, I think they're going to receive instruction. One way or another, I think they're going to say, I think there's something to this.
Yes.
Amen. Well, let me shut up. Go ahead, Brother Melvin. I'd like to ask everybody to stand, please.
222.
What are you going to do this morning with this Jesus? Is He going to be your judge? Is He going to be your Savior? I tell you right now, the fear of the Lord is a good thing.
There's a
great day coming.
A great day coming.
Now than when you believe for the sake. It's nearer than you think for the lost. Matter of fact, it's nigh, even in the door. Yes, I am. You're not. Come up here, I'll help you. Oh, listen to me. I'm pleading with you as your friend, as your brother. If you're not ready, if you're not right, come on up here. Let's get it fixed. The song that's in my heart's fixed. Let's get it fixed this morning. Yeah, you can have the blessing. Woo! But listen, this ready or not, He's coming. We're going to sing one more verse of invitational hymn, but before we sing that verse, I just want to ask real quickly, every head be bowed. There's somebody here this morning, Brother Eddie, God spoke to me this morning. And He spoke to me as a person. I know I've heard from God this morning. I need prayer. I want to be ready. I'm not ready to meet Him. I want God to be merciful to me. If you'll raise your hand this morning, not just I will see it, but God will see it. I'll tell you right now, you can obtain mercy. Paul said, I obtain mercy in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. Do you want mercy this morning? Would you raise your hand, Brother Eddie? I'm not ready. God bless that hand. Is there another this morning, Brother Eddie? I'm not ready. I want mercy. I don't want... There's another hand. God bless that hand. I don't want to fall into the hands of the living God. He's a consuming fire. I want mercy. I'll tell you right now, God will honor your hand if you raise it. I promise you that. God is a God, and I'll tell you what, He'll meet you on terms easy. He sure will. If you don't raise your hand, you're accepting your fate. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know where I was. Somewhere I was there this week, and somebody was telling me their husband died in a church service. It happened. Is there another hand this morning, Brother Eddie?
I want mercy. All right, thank God for that hand. Is there another this morning? That's three hands. Is there another this morning? Brother Eddie, I want mercy. I don't want to meet God on wrong terms. I'm looking. God's looking. If you don't raise your hand, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. You'll wish one day you did. One more verse, Brother Melvin. This is an opportunity to do something other than raise your hand. You don't have to, but I would recommend and encourage you to come up here. Brother Eddie, pray with me. I want to get it right. I want to get it fixed. I want to get things right between me and the Lord. You come up here, oh Brother Eddie. I'll go down with you. Others will come pray with you too. These people in here in this church, they love you.
Amen.
There's people in the church pray for you.
Amen.
Go ahead, Brother Melvin. Sing one more verse.
There's a
Saturday.
Do something about it. Coming, there's a Sandy coming, coming by. When the sinner should hear of the departing,
oh,
you know, are you ready?
Heavens, Lord. Peace in the hearts here this morning, Lord. May the fear of God fall upon people. May the pains of hell get a hold of them as a woman and travail the child. May you honor your word. And I pray, dear Father, with the Holy Spirit of God, usher, I pray the souls that are here this morning, where they need to be. Help them. Thank you, Brother Melvin. Listen, if God can't move you, I was aiming to bring a couple sticks of dynamite this morning and try your faith, but if God can't move you, won't do no good. Sister Kaylee, you got something? She wants to be anointed with oil. Anybody else need to be anointed this morning? I'll tell you right now, God honors those hands. He honors also those that come forward and say, I need to be anointed with oil. Anybody else this morning, Brother Eddie? I want to be prayed over. We're doing this according to the Bible. The Bible says, if there any sick of money, let them call for the elders' church. Let them pray over and anoint them with oil. And it said the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If they've committed any sins, they'll be forgiven them. If you want to be anointed with oil, Sister Gail, have been obedient this morning. God said obedience better than sacrifice.
Yeah.
Y'all have me pray to my sister. Lord, we anoint our sister here this morning.
Yes.
We thank you, dear Father, Sister Gail, what a blessing she is. Lord, she's got faith that's visible. Lord, James said, I'll show you my faith by my works. And Gail's got that kind of faith. Lord, she does more than say. Lord, she shows her faith. I thank you, Sister Gail. I don't know, Lord, what her request or her petition is, but God, you do, and I pray you'll grant it out of your riches and mercy and glory. I pray, Lord, you'll bless her, Lord, in so doing. May she give you testimony and praise. Lord, may she, I pray, tell this church what a difference it makes when you come to God and say, I need some help. Bless my sister. For your glory and your praise we ask it. Thank you for these that have come to pray with us. We're all in agreement. Lord, concerning, Lord, her request. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gayla. I'll tell you right now, that's what it used to be. People used to do what Sister Gayla did. Say, I want to be anointed with oil. I need prayer. I need help. That's what it used to be. Back when there was fear of God. Now we sit like a knot on a log. Anybody got anything on your heart this morning? I've been wrong. I won't be no longer.
Yeah, I've got something to say. I told Murray this week, believe it or not, I said, I like to hear all gospel preaching messages. I don't like to hear fairy tales and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I like to hear gospel preaching. Buddy, that was some preaching there this morning.
Amen.
Anointed preaching that.
Morning. Thank you, Brother Melvin.
They don't get no better than that. I praise the Lord for your message.
Bless you, brother. Thank you all for your prayers. I know you all pray for me. Hey, you know what, Brother Eddie, because I'm on the receiving end of it. Thank you all for praying for me. I guess I was telling Anita this morning. All men are just men. The preachers are the worst. Jesus looked at Peter and he said, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But he said, I pray for you. I need your prayers. I'll just tell you right now, I'm just a man. I need your prayers. I thank y'all. Y'all pray for me. I can tell when you're praying for me. My pastor used to get up and say, thank y'all for praying for me. You got me through the week. Thank you. God bless you, Brother Melvin.
She had a question. Was that what
I want to thank you for saving my soul. I'm going to keep praying for me. Yeah, I just have a question. Who's going to be responsible for these gays and lesbians?
Who's going to be responsible? What do you mean by that?
The presidents, or is it going to be...
They'll be responsible in their own self. Yeah, they don't want us to give account to God. But I have to admit, you know, I mean, they allowed it. Yeah. Yeah, they contributed to this condemnation, but the Bible talks about they're all sin. All the sin comes short of the glory of God. There's all kinds of categories of sin. There's the sin of lying. There's the sin of adultery, sin of murder, and covetous and all that right there. But I'll tell you right now, sin has consequences. The Bible said in Romans 6:23 that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And the Bible says that sin, when it's finished, is bringing forth death. There are consequences to sin. She asks who's going to be accountable. They're going to be accountable.
There's a scripture for that.
Yeah, I won't be judged for their sin. Yep. All I can do is warn them.
But the preacher that marries them,
I ain't going to have a party.
Wrong.
Yeah, you're right there. I'm not going to have no party. Yeah.
If they marry him, they're going to be held accountable.
She's right. Now, I want to clear that up. Now, I know what you're talking about. The Bible says, have no fellowship with unfruitful works of righteousness, but rather reprove them, for it's even a shame to speak of those things which are done in secret. They come in here, I'm going to say, well, listen, you repent, if you're right with God, come out of that sin, and I'll tell you right now, I'll pray with you, I'll love you, but I'm not going to be a partaker of that sin. I'm not. I can't. I don't care. Get in trouble, put me in jail. I'm not going to condone same-sex marriage.
I'm just saying, the ones that do marry them,
yeah,
they'll be
you're happy. Right. Yeah, they're a partaker of their sin. You're right.
Wrong.
You're right. She's right. They're a partaker of their sin. I wasn't real clear about what she was asking there.
I wouldn't want to be in the shoes.
Me neither. I'm going to tell you right now, brother, I ain't for sale. I ain't worth nothing. But I ain't for sale either. I'll tell you right now, I fear God. It's a good thing to fear God.
Yeah.
He'll keep you straight. Hey, amen?
Yeah.
God bless you, Sister Gail. That's a good question. Who else this morning? This good service. Boy, I hate to even leave.
I love the Lord this morning. I thank you for His blood. And I thank you that He left the road back.
Yeah, amen.
For me to follow.
That's right.
And it's not only for me. It's for anybody else. But I can't take you to heaven. But Jesus can.
That's right.
You've got to accept Him. And you cannot blame nobody else.
That's right.
For missing out on heaven.
She's right.
And so, it's closing in on us all right now. He's closer than we think.
You're right.
And it's a walk that we got to walk. I don't matter how rough it gets, you've got to walk it. To walk through them doors to be with Jesus.
Bless you, Sister Molly. I don't know about y'all. I listen to a lot of preachers. You know what they're all preaching about? The coming of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's all they're preaching about.
Yeah.
Coming of the Lord. Coming of the Lord. It's nigh, like she said, it's close. Right now, Galenians, there are people getting saved, most of them in other countries. There are people getting saved. We're finishing out the harvest. We're going to go home. Work's going to be done.
There's one thing about it. If He don't return today, He could still take you out.
That's right.
You better be ready. And He's the only one who can save you.
That's right.
Nothing else on this earth
that's
can
right.
save you. If you don't have that blood of flies, you're not going. That's
amen.
Right. I don't care who
you
are. Amen. And I love it,
and I'm looking for it. You never look no better than me, Sister Molly. I look back there, and she's glowing like an angel from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Tell you what you can tell, boy. God's on somebody.
Yeah.
Who else got a testimony of praise this morning? You've been in a good service. You probably couldn't drive 100 miles from this place and hear a message like you heard this morning. And I'm not saying that because of me. I'm just saying it because God gave it. I just delivered. I'm the messenger boy. But that was from God.
Amen.
I think it's our responsibility as parents and grandparents to be the one that the school's not going to teach the children.
You're right.
For us to be teaching them.
She's
you know,
right.
That's how I want them. Even when the kids don't want to hear it, sometimes they'll say, "Mama," because they'll say something to me. And I said, "If you don't fear me, you will fear God."
Yeah.
And it's better to listen to me than because if you don't, and the Lord gets a hold of you, you'll wish that I had jerked you or smacked you or something. I said because the Lord might get a little bit rougher with you.
Sure.
And I said, and I tell them that. I had a granddaughter. I saw her about a little over a year ago at Christmas time, and she kind of whispered in my ear, and she told me, she said, "Mama Anita," she said, "one thing I always remember about you," she said, "you're always talking about God." And she said, "you talk to God several times a day." That's what I want her to remember when I die. She's living in sin, and but that's what I want
she
her to remember.
She knows she comes, don't she?
Yes, and I want my children to see me as doing God's work or doing His love. And like, we went somewhere last night, and there was this one girl, and me and her went through some things whenever I was going through some things with my son. And she's a poor girl, and there's nothing else wrong with it. I'm telling you, she's the most loving person and loving mother I've ever seen. They took her child. They took her child from her because she's not real bright in the mind. But I'm telling you, she took good care of that child. They didn't like because who and what she was. And I'm telling you, she did good. She did a good job and provided for it. But they took it anyway, and she's never gotten him back, but she gets to see him. And I ran up to her. I put my purse down, and I put my drink down, and I ran up there, and I just loved her. I didn't care what I didn't care if they took everything about me. I just wanted to hug her and love her.
Amen.
And, you know, my family got to see me do that. And I wasn't doing a pretty big thing other than I just felt love in my heart. And she said, she told me when she hugged me, she said, I always feel love. And I know that's not my love. I know that it's the Lord's love.
Amen.
You know, Melvin was talking. I'm just bubbling over. Y'all know
what?
And Melvin was talking a while ago about wanting to hear good preaching and stuff. You know, Melvin, you've been strong with the Lord, and he knew what you needed. He knew you needed that feeding in his long
yeah.
stand with him. He'll feed your soul. He'll feed our soul for what we need. You know, I just pray for the Lord.
Me too. I need your prayers too. I'm him.
You know,
I just
thank the Lord for that. You know, he'll give us what we desire. He'll give us our desires, even if it's just a good old fashioned
yes.
kitchen and full of love. And he'll give it to us.
Amen.
And I just praise the Lord for that.
I watched Brother Jesse while she was testifying. He was agreeing with her. I didn't see Andrew, but I seen Jesse. What about it, Andrew? She tell you about the fear of the Lord? Did it live right? Yeah. I'll tell you right now, good godly mother make a difference. Good godly father will too. Bible says train up a child the way he should go when he's old and not depart from it. Who else got testimony?
They know the Bible too. They know the most of a bunch of questions.
Yes. You're part of that. Amen.
Thank
you for
that message, brother.
Amen.
Today I
really
enjoyed it.
Good.
Yes,
Brother
John.
Amen. Can't wait to get that on the internet.
I wish the president and the senator would come
here. No, I'm kidding. Amen.
I'm going to do my best here, Doctor. I'll tell you right now. Amen. A lot of people do visit that internet. Bible said in Mark chapter 2, verse 2, when it was noised abroad that Jesus was in the house, there was no room to contain him. And I'll tell you right now, that internet is a way of noising abroad that Jesus in the house. We had a family come to this church because they heard on the internet, they heard some of the services. That was Brian, Pam, Titus, Philip, and David, and their daughter. That just tells you people aren't listening. People do go on that website. They do find out that, you know, the Lord is in the house. And it does make a difference. And I thank God for that website. I watch it a lot. People have really been on there quite a bit. All right, are we done?
Brother Eddie, I want to thank God for His love.
Amen. His
mercy and His grace. And I want to thank Him for the Christmas spirit
that
was in our home
Amen.
For Christmas. And I saw miracles unfold, and I'm still telling everybody right before my very eyes.
Amen.
I saw miracles unfold.
Wonderful.
And I'm so thankful for that. It gives me cold chills. I got them all the way to my bed.
Amen.
Right now. And I know we're always in a hurry. We're always in a rush. But you know, my granddaughter's been to church here before. Tasha, she played the piano, and she said, she's such a blessing. We've always taken our children to church. And I'm not bragging on me. I'm bragging on what God did.
You got bragging, right?
I am bragging on the way they took their children to church.
Yeah.
And without stopping and teach them and bring them up right. I know I've got a short time, but I still have to tell this. Tasha had a boyfriend, and she's had him for a year, but she never real felt close. She got her a job. And she met a guy that is just not got a lot, but he's got a heart of gold.
Amen.
Amen.
And he had to quit his job to go stay with his dad in Florida because his dad was very sick. But he came back here to Russell County. And Tasha rented him a place to live because he had nothing. He's living in a trailer with nothing, not even a bed, not even a place to lay his head. And we knew nothing about this. And so Tasha came on Friday before Christmas and told me and Papa, didn't she, all about it.
Yeah.
And then my son came Christmas Eve and talked to us about it and didn't know if we knew a lot. And anyway,
don't be seated, don't the
whole
get something.
Family felt so much love that was being shared through Tasha to him.
Yeah.
Just as a friend. I mean, just a friend.
Amen.
We went to the basement, and this is through God, not us. We went to the basement, took down a bed, gave him mattresses, gave him dishes, blankets, sheets.
Bless y'all.
Amen.
And I didn't know what else to do for the boy. But me and her, Christmas Eve, cooked all day, didn't we? We really didn't even know what for. We just kept setting it out on the table.
Amen.
The more I cooked, the more I wanted to cook. And guess what? Christmas morning, he showed up at our door
Amen.
To thank us and praise us. Well, Christmas Eve, I went and got him a Bible at the dollar store.
Glory.
Put it under our tree. So we opened presents. He was there and ate with us and opened his Bible. And it was like he put gold in his hand.
Amen.
Amen.
He didn't have nothing to read, did he, Harry? He doesn't have a TV except somebody gave him a little, I think it's like a 13-inch, something, little bitty, and he watches a few movies.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just, And it just kept rolling in through our family and everybody's engaging stuff. He was such a blessing. And you know, you pray that God shows you, leads directly,
right,
guides you, and helps you find a miracle. And it was just a miracle. It was
good. That's good. You know, the Bible says, Lord, when saw we thee hungry and fed thee, or saw thee naked and clothed thee, in prison and visited thee, or sick and visited thee? And Jesus said, inasmuch as you've done unto the least of these my brethren, you've done it unto me. What she's just sharing with you right there is something we're to all practice. Take time to be holy. Find somebody that's hungry. Find somebody that's hurting, that's in need. Visit them. God bless you, Sister Carol. I appreciate you sharing that. Don't worry about the time. If people need to leave, listen. By all means, if you need to leave, leave.
I never want to take people's time, but it was such a blessing that it fed us through Christmas.
Amen.
Yeah.
My family's got to the point that we're so big, we can't even all get together to have Christmas hardly anymore. All of them there. But, you know, they started coming at different times, and then all of a sudden, at 11, they were all there. And we all ate.
Amen.
Even him.
And had plenty, didn't you?
And we're saving.
Hallelujah. I told her my blood pressure's up, eating all that cut hand, and y'all gave me a cut hand for Christmas.
But
I mean,
if we'll ask
for
a miracle, we'll have that miracle.
Amen.
If we ask for it. If we ask for it, we'll
have it. Amen. I've been eating that cut hand, and y'all gave me all this week long. It's showing up my nose. It looks like my wife's wedding ring is still up my nose. That's just my high blood pressure. But if I go, I'm good to go. Amen. What a way to go. I told y'all, eat the fat, drink the sweet. Hallelujah. I've been doing that all week long. And that's good. Spend time with your family. It's good to reflect, like she said, on the miracles and the blessings. And she said, they didn't even know why they even done it. Yet when it's all done, she said, now I know. Amen. Lord already working beforehand to accommodate that need. That's wonderful, Sister Carolyn. Are we done? If we're all done, let me ask everybody to stand, please. And Brother Melvin, would you please dismiss this word of prayer? Thank you for coming. Don't forget to come back tonight. Bring a busload with you. I love you in the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for each one of you today. For that knowledge making, Lord, that is a good thing. You need to come on, and we don't want to stay. You said that we don't stay. Well, if you're in a good day,